Hi, this is a message I'm recording on Tuesday. I'm actually recording this from France in Annecy at the Mérieux Foundation on a pretty big day for me and for my team in Brussels, because I've been following the team very intensely, busy with TEDx Brussels, and it's been great to be able to see some of that. At the same time, I've been involved in a fascinating discussion around vaccines. So I just wanted to share some of this, and this is for my new blog, hyperthinker.eu, because I'm working on testing out new channels to do that, and I think sometimes it's good to be able to do this by voice. So yeah, the experience here has been very interesting. It started yesterday with a kind of keynote introduction by Brian Deer, who's a journalist who's worked for a long time on the MMR story, and really shared with us how he went about doing this, the kind of challenges he faced, and it was a really fascinating account of a very real and very critical story. The next day, that's been today, we had a mix of different speakers. There was a parent who talked about his real pain at losing his daughter to the whopping cough, and you just could hear the kind of how personal and how difficult it is, and how he would have liked to have better information on vaccines. This was followed by a number of different speakers talking about scientific data around why people were scared of certain aspects or didn't understand certain aspects of vaccine communication. And it was really exploring things from a whole range of angles, and I really found some of the presentations exploring where the conspiracy theories came from fascinating. And I think that the reality for me, that the conclusion was that we need to engage with this space where people are asking questions, and the public health officials need to be much more transparent, much more open in sharing information. And I think once they start doing that, it will really transform the discussion. So I'll be posting more on this and probably storifying some of it. But until then, goodbye.